Nachos Pesach, Siman Taf Mem Zayin, Sif Zayin.
Yoshin goes to the left, you're right. Pull down a drop. Okay, we said that the baisa that you put in the meducha is mutter eat on Pesach. Dr. Ramo, mishum te'inu maflit b'tzoynein. It doesn't put out a tam since it's tzoynein. The filum nasa b'Pesach, even if you made it on Pesach in the meducha, it's einay oser im hoya ha'kli noki. It's still not oser, as long as the kli was clean. Mishra Bura Bafilu, the Kim the Svilei, the Vaisa, and the Dovr Chariv, since we're going with the Mechabah Shita here, at least, that it's not Dovr Chariv, I did Doich Chilavad, in a Maplit, in a Doich Afilu Mashu. Just because the Doichik of the pressing of it, in a Medoich, that's not enough to be Maplit anything, because it's not a Dovr Chariv. Ima, you can even do it on Pesach, Ima, you can do it on Pesach, Ima, you can do it on Pesach, the stomach we could assume it's clean. Right? The only problem is when you know for sure it's dirty. But if it's stomach, you could assume it's clean. But also that kama achronim. If you know it's dirty, then it's also that kama achronim. A freedom doko koydim pesach, even if it's before pesach. The freedom is for the baiser laiv adarich chariv. Because even if we say that baiser is not a davar chariv, we come back with the doicha the dicha nichnas v'seicha k'tas. But when it's pressed down, so a little bit comes in, the yevshel ladichom, and therefore it's no way to clean it out. So if there's dirt there, if there might be chometz stick of dirt, I mean, you know, chometz stick of whatever, leftovers, so then that's going to be a problem. Okay. Aval, in chotcho b'tzakin shechomitz, but if you cut it with a chomitz like a knife, toich ha-peizach yesh lachmir. The stam sakin in a noki. Stam, we assume a stam sakin is not clean. Yesh lach, yesh lachomitz adobek alov. And you have to be worried, there might be some chomitz stuck to it. M'shabura peid da'alad abal m'chotchoi. Hainu oysa b'yse. That same b'yse we've been talking about, afilu l'dayto she'enu nikl charef, even though it's not called charef, but if the knife might be dirty, it's no good. Okay, agav n'she'enu dober charef. After they do it, even though it's true that if it's not a davar chariv, even though you have duchko the sakino, still it's not maflit any time. But if we have to be choishes that the still comes stuff to the sakin, so that's a problem anyway. But if you cut it with the sakin before Pesach, then it would be mutter. Just by rinsing it off, because whatever's left is going to be bottled. Aval toicha pesach, the b'mashu, there's no bittul b'shishin, if achmer l'chadchila shlo l'ocholoi, at least l'chadchila not to eat it. V'ayim magad v'rom shedaito deil achmer ap b'pesach, rak v'don shenasam b'dei akum b'kviyus. He says, even on Pesach, the only reason to be machmer is by things which usually the goy does. Going liklus me'am dogim shechoytum as a kenem shechomitz. To buy fish from a goy, then he uses his own knife to chomitz the knife to cut it. Aval m'nasa came b'beis shal Yisrael b'kroi. If it happened in a Yid's home, you know, just it happened to happen that way. Going to chutz v'sakin chometz dover shenut covered for Pesach, sogi badocha or begrido. He holds that would be enough just to wash it off or scrape it off. I guess because I don't know why he's holding that in the Jew's house, mistomba the sakin the chometz stick of sakin was cleaned off. Makes sense. In the Jew's house, he's going to wash whatever as chometz stick of kelim. There might have chometz stuck on them. You could assume in the Jew's house he cleaned that off before Pesach. I guess that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. So that this din in the Mermah that we have to assume that the chometz in the knife, there was chometz in it is only when the guy cut it for you. But if he cut himself, he says you could just rinse it off. The chometz is davar alav. The chometz still talks to the knife. Bechol zeh mechot kuboy davar shenu chariv. That's by davar shenu chariv. But with davar chariv, but din boitzol didon the still long to davar chariv. And even according to us, because if you remember, he brought earlier that the psak cannot near the daya, that these boister, these sour grapes, are a dover chariz. So then, afilum asakin loy vaday noki, then even if the sakin was clean, the chotka boy kodma pesach, and he cut it before pesach, still also after the pesach, it's dover chariz, and it's duchu the sakino, so the tam comes in from the chum and chum to the knife, even if it was clean. Achein, ze enu elu dapu the sakin shorgin l'samish boy cham and l'fomim. That's only by knife, which sometimes goes into hot water. The yesh b'soicha b'liyah chometz, and therefore it's been used for hot. So it has b'liyah to it. But if you never use the knife for hot, Kun botzo shechatchu b'sakin shegorin by botzik manareve v'hayinaki, like you cut an onion with a knife that you usually only use to scrape the dough from the kneading pot. So you never use the knife really. You never use it for hot, and it was clean from chametz. Then mutter botzel. Then even though the onions are davecharif, would be mutter. Because there's no police in that knife. It was never used with hot. And Sinein does not bring out or put in Tom.
Anything cold would be...
Okay, we'll stop there. Cold does not have a koyach to...